Artist Open House is a place where creative people talk about their work in their own words. Not just what they do, but why. What inspires them to continue and who may have influenced them along the way. I'm Jay Anderson. The weekend of July 12th and 13th was the 24th annual Grand Marais Arts Festival. Over 70 artists participated and we were there to talk with a few of them. Here's part two of a two-part series. We're going to talk to J.D. Jorgensen. He is the wood-fired potter, and he just won the Best Booth Award. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about what wood-fired pottery is and how is it different from any other kind of pottery.
Wood-fired pottery is a type of firing process where I use different types of wood as fuel, and it helps decorate the pieces that I make by layering different amounts of ash on the work, as mm-hmm. well as different responses to charcoal and flame in the kiln. I use some slip glazes that yeah. are mostly clay-based, but the pine adds a nice yellow ash to the work, and sometimes green ash too, because of that type of fuel, and oak and maple tend to be a very bright yellow.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing it since 15, 20 years.
What got you interested in it, and did you start doing something else and move to wood fire, or has this always been something you wanted to do?
I tried a lot of different types of firing and clay when I was in school, and what really drew me to wood firing was the intensity of it and the atmospheric quality of the clay that comes out of the kiln and the community portion of wood firing. And being able to use flame and clay and air and water, all the elements really mm-hmm. drew me mm-hmm. to it. I use the clays where I have a special connection to, so some I have from Grand Marais and other parts of Minnesota, North Dakota, and Iowa.
Really?
Specifically bind me to those places in special conversation and connection.
These are quite large, quite thick, and they look like gears, but they're bowls.
They are. It's a series of pieces that I'm, I guess, working on an idea about time and place. Place with the clay that I dig and time and how that develops. So those gears are exactly what they are, a reference to a clock face, a pocket mm-hmm. watch, and those experiences layer on top of one another in those pieces.
J.D. Jorgensen, thanks, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Christine Danielson, she is a jeweler, and she just won Best in Show. Congratulations, Christine.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be in Grand Marais.
Have you been here before?
Yes. Last year was our first year here, and we had such a wonderful show, we decided to come back.
Lots of jewelers, lots of different styles, this sort of thing. How do you describe your work?
I use many unique rocks and minerals and gemstones, and some are from the Lake Superior region. My family's from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, so we use a lot of Lake Superior agates and green stones.
Is the work large? Is it small? Is it?
As far as jewelry goes, some of my pieces are larger sized, and then there's some that are more conservative in size. I do all the metal work, and I use silver and copper and different colors and carats of gold, ranging from 22 carat, 18 carat, and the rose and green. And my theme is wildlife, and I have a lot of story pins and rings. They tell a story, like I will have a canoe mm-hmm. and some of the natural flora and fauna from the area, and both the front and back of the piece is finished. A lot of pearls as the necklace part. The ideas just flow, and whatever comes to me, I make it, and it's definitely a gift as far as my ideas.
When you talk about a work being finished on both sides, now what comes to my mind, and then help our listeners envision this, would be something that you'd wear around, like on a necklace or something, so that if it flips over, you're not looking at, you know, is that right? Or, I mean,
yes.
A pin, it would be something that stays on base front. But so we're talking about something that no matter how it appears on your body, it's art.
Yes. And same with the earrings, because a lot of times a woman's hair might be up. Or when we're dancing.
Yes. There have been some folks that have been dancing right out here, right?
You need to see both sides of the earring, and that's very important to me.
Christine Danielson is the jeweler who has won the Best of Show here at the Grammarly Arts Festival. Thanks for stopping by, and continued good luck.
Thank you.
Cameron Norman. Cameron.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
I am good. Now, before I murder the name of the activity you do, give it to me correctly pronounced.
It's Jataku.
Ah, see, I wouldn't have got the ja part. Jataku. Now, this is not anything new.
No, it's old. It started in the mid-1800s in Japan. Mm-hmm. And it was started, it's a printing process, fish printing process, and it was started to accurately measure the length of a fish in a fishing contest, because there it is.
So we're talking about the fish.
The fish. Take the fish and print.
Now, you put ink on it, right?
You put ink on it. You dry it up so it's not slimy. And you put ink on it.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
Yeah.
Because then it wouldn't stay. Right?
No, it wouldn't stay. And then you press the paper on it and pull a print.
You lay the fish down, you put the ink on the fish, and then you put the paper on it as opposed to the fish on the paper. Right,
exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
the kids had a really good time.
I was just going to say.
Oh, my gosh.
Sounds like a kid thing to me, but
it is a kid thing.
I've actually done this in the past.
That's why I like it, because it's a kid thing.
Yeah, but still, it's also a good adult thing, too, because it's just...
Well, it's funny, because the adults were the ones who kicked it off. There were people kind of milling around, and then several adults stepped up, and once they did, then the kids thought, oh, I guess it's okay to do this. So, yeah, it was fun.
So how long have you been doing this kind of thing?
Only a year.
Really?
Yep.
Just
a year.
So you just picked this up. I mean, you do other kinds of art activities.
Well, not so much anymore. Mostly I'm just playing with fish.
Really?
Yeah.
So what do you do then? You just...
And then I eat the fish.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Well,
what kind of fish do you use?
Whatever I can get my hands on. I've had huge trout, huge lake trout.
Really?
Right. Today we used herring. White fish are really good because... The scales are very defined, so it pops out. It shows really well.
Now, what's the trick to this?
Jiotaku means fish rubbing.
Really?
So you rub the fish. Well, then, you know, you can go in and take watercolors. You can, depending on what medium you use. I mean, it's very hit and miss.
Cameron Norman is an instructor at the Grammarly Art College. And say that word again.
Jiotaku.
Jiotaku. Thank you very much, Cameron.
Bye, Jay.
Bye-bye. Potter J.D. Jorgensen, jeweler Christine Danielson, and Art Colony instructor Cameron Norman. For Artist Open House, I'm Jay Anderson. Artist Open House is a production of WTIP News with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.